tribute to the mothership.
Yeah, it's gonna be other artists on it, you know, different hip hop or rock or I don't say R&B, but R&B depending on where we're at. It's gonna be other people. We're trying to get it festival style so we can do long shows.
Oh, okay, so this is bigger than even just you and Wu-Tang.
Oh, no,
this is a full-fledged, it's a lot of different people.
No, it's a full-fledged thing.
Awesome.
Everybody that participated in the hip-hop thing and in the funk thing, you know, because funk is like the DNA with techno, hip-hop, and
right.
All of that new music thing.
Uh-huh.
And I put out a couple of albums to make it easier for the hip-hop thing to sample without going through all of the hassles that the record company was sending them through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you and I think Prince did that too, where...
Well, I did it first time when I was at Prince. Excuse me. When I was at Paisley Park.
Oh, okay.
I always put sample pieces on the B-side of the 12-inch.
Uh-huh.
You know, break it up into sample pieces.
Okay. And I did want to kind of like ask you about a few more details before we start talking about like the 420 Funk Mob stuff you're going to be doing here. Some of the details for the tour. I mean, do you have who else is on board for this at this point?
Matter of fact, I'll give it to you. And then let him give you some of the ones because he has the confirmation on these ones.
Oh.
This is the magazine tribute and it's coming up.
Peace, what up, my man?
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Yeah, this is Sadiq right here.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Everything is good.
Okay, yeah. Georgia passed the phone over to you. I was trying to get some of the details for the I guess you got a huge deal coming up next year, the tribute to the mothership.
Yeah, we have to let it out, man, you know what I mean? The mothership is going to land again, you know, we're going to bring all these entities together to give the proper celebration, you know what I mean, and respect due to the art, the craft, the man, and the music that he helped to create, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we solicited different people to come in and be a part of the project, you know what I mean? It's going to be people like Method Man, Red Man, you know what I mean? The RZA, you know, you're going to have people like Ludacris, you're going to have people, a whole lot of different people. I don't want to let the whole cat out of the bag, you know what I mean? But a whole lot of different people who the industry respects is going to pay respect due to George.
Okay.
So we're going to set up, you know what I mean, a recording with it. We're also going to have a tour that we got going on right now. We got 15 dates already locked in, but I want to expose those to you right now.
Uh-huh.
We just want to let you know that he's coming under the umbrella and a banner of Hustle Nation. Because of the fact that the way the music is changing now with these labels going down, every entity and artist is showing that, you know what I mean, they got to do their own thing. And they're coming together under this banner of Hustle Nation to see what they can do together to save the music, basically.
Okay. And then, so I mean, how did this thing, how did it get rolling? I mean, what was the
how to get rolling?
Yeah,
You know George is a spark plug for this, you know what I mean? on some real live off the record, you know, he whispered in my ear and the thought became manifest, you know what I mean? It's like, uh-huh. What happened was, when we was at a particular situation, the Hip Hop Honors, you know what I mean, Hip Hop Awards for 2006, you know, he came and said something to me, you know what I mean, and I brought an idea to him and we sparked. I brought it back to my team, the Clan, you know what I mean, and he brought it back to his members in his band, and from then on, we just been walking the dog to put the structure together and to put the music in the right place so that we can get the fans what they really want, that real music, you know, funking it out.